It's been a year, but summer continues at Camp Campbell. We're talking Season 2, Episodes 1, 2, and 3 of Camp Camp, and it starts right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Good evening, campers, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV's Camp Camp After Show. Tonight, we're talking about the Season 2 return of Camp Camp, but first, I'm joined by my fellow counselors, our new counselors. First of all, Stacey Shuttleworth.
Hi, guys. I'm Stacey Shuttleworth. Really excited to be a counselor this year. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Stacey Shuttles or all across the web at Nerds Doing Stuff.
And, of course, the one and only Andrew Mena.
Hey, guys. I'm Andrew Mena. If you want to find me on Twitter, it's at Andrew Mena. Instagram is the Andrew Mena. So that's a great thing.
And I'm the Internet's Mark Bidonica. You can find me on Twitter at Mark Bidonica. Make sure to follow all things ABTV Rooster Team by following that on Twitter, ABTV Rooster Team. We've got so many campers in the chat right now despite running so late.
Yay!
It's
hey,
wonderful.
Campers! Welcome!
Good evening, campers. I'm so happy Camp Camp is back.
Oh, man.
Me too.
Me three.
It's my absolute favorite to the point where I downloaded it all on my phone, probably illegally. But, you know, why not?
Yeah.
It's available.
Yeah.
It's on the internet. I don't think it's illegal. It's free for the people.
It's just I don't want to use my connection.
Right.
And in terms of our other counselors, Megan and Katie are already in Austin for RTX later this week, and Patrick is getting ready to fly out either tonight or early tomorrow, so he couldn't make it here tonight either, but really wanted to do a show before the convention because, man, this show is just too good!
It is the best!
So, since you are joining us as new counselors, let's get to know you a little bit. I'm going to start with Andrew. If you were a child...
Yes.
And your parents said, hey, I'm going to take you to this wonderful camp where you can go to any camp that you want. What camp would you go to Camp Campbell for?
Drama camp, definitely. That
really?
Was the one that I would have jumped into immediately.
Best friends with Preston, huh?
Probs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. What a world that would be.
How delightful.
How delightful.
Imagine the productions.
Would you audition? Would you, like, you do a song? Would you do a... How would you counter Preston's...
magic. His, like, delightful magicking. I would probably... Gosh, put me on the spot. I don't know what I'd do.
Well, since he has to focus on Shakespeare.
Right, you're right. I would pale in comparison to Preston. I would probably just cry and sit in a corner and probably not do much. You're right. I would do nothing at the camp. In fact, that's my new answer.
You'd go with high spirits and
yeah,
then just
I'm
see
here.
Preston.
Oh, look at all this talent. Whoa. Oh, God. Oh, I feel so small.
Somebody already has my shtick. I'm just not going to do anything.
Yeah, exactly. Just give up and then you can never fail.
Well, welcome to Drama Camp. Welcome to Camp Campbell. Stacey, what camp would you go to Camp Campbell for?
I would go to any camp if it had horses. So I am
equestrian camp.
Equestrian camp. Yep. Yeah, I'd probably be very confused when I got there and it was like a stick pony.
That would be amazing. You
know? Like this is not what I signed up for. Where's the stables? And then I'd probably make do. Let's be real.
The stick ponies are easier to clean up after, though.
I would like that part of it, I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd
Wooden
probably come to
park.
Appreciate it.
Wooden poo.
That sounds better.
What Victor Frankenstein is creating these stick horsemen.
It was made on Spooky Island and then brought into the coming back.
Right.
Other thing we'll do, I didn't put this on the sheet and I'm sorry, but how are your feelings on the show by the end of season one?
Oh, man. I mean, I'm going to answer that because I just feel emotional about it, but, like, emotional. There's that one line that at the end that, that David says. I forgot his name for a second. That David says just at the end there, you know, and someone has to care, you know? And he curses for the first and only time, I think, in the entire series. And it's just very powerful and very real and very honest. I appreciate all of that so much. It's so genuine that it just struck me and rang, you know, resonated with me.
It became more than just a silly show.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it made, yes, absolutely.
How about you, Stace?
I mean, I was kind of caught by how it seemed very superficially silly with all the characters. And, you know, they were very clearly playing to tropes. But then they dug deeper into it and we got this kind of a lot of characters that you didn't think you'd identify with that you kind of started to care about and identify with. And... By the end, I was kind of an emotional.
We're all space kid.
We're all space kid.
Kid.
you're just sweet space kid.
This I can't tell you how many times I've rewatched the outro. Ever since the soundtrack came out, the Keeper of the Flame song that mm-hmm. played during the credits. That one's it's really great too. And the whole world that it created immediately got shaken up in the very first episode of season two, Cult Camp. Where Gwen is just bursting at the seams with energy. Why? Completely different person. Who are you and what have you done with Gwen?
Yeah, I was like, wait, is that Gwen? What happened?
No.
What happened this time?
So what was everybody's first impression of Daniel?
There was something very wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I mean, the all white really gives it away as like, yeah. Oh, there's something. You don't do that.
Yeah, no, white was not here. All right.
Yeah, all white, not all right. Mm. Tweet it out to the world. just that he looked exactly the same. He's just kind of a dead giveaway. It's like, oh, this is going to be disturbing.
Yeah, the fact that he was almost the exact same character type was kind of like, oh, they're going to play off of each other in a real interesting way.
Mm. It looked like they just took like a version of David and colored him differently. Like,
I mean, that's probably the easiest thing to do,
right?
Yeah, a little spooky, a little too spooky. But we kind of Max instantly sort of figures out the type of person that he is initially as a joke, but then once we start getting the Z-Moog and the Galactic Confederate, yeah, and the neck cracking.
Oh man!
Wow, a little bit too much. But
or the right amount for everyone to be like, let's get rid of this person.
Except no one.
Only three people.
Except,
but the only three people that would do anything.
Well, I think that's why they had to get Gwen out of there.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Very true.
She would have shut that down immediately.
And even Quartermaster wasn't taken aback by it.
Yeah. Well, Quartermaster isn't fazed by anything.
Especially poison.
He totally knew. He just didn't care.
This will be fun.
Yeah.
But the story.
He mentioned something that I think was a reference to another cult.
Great. Yeah, he did that.
Tastes better in Jonestown.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah, that happened.
Just
that's
gross.
That's a very solid impression.
Oh, we talked to Shannon a lot. The voice actor, yeah. He's a good guy. Yeah, one of the biggest highlights in terms of development and coming off of the end of season two that I got from this was how Max and David's relationship changed. Because it was less of Max trying to push his buttons and legitimately trying to shake him back to reality of like, you can't be this nice all the time, but then like there was a sense of trust there. Because he had to go and get mind controlled or cleansed in order for David to wake up, but he had to have that trust in him that he would be able to save everybody's lives.
Yeah, I did not believe for a second. Initially I didn't believe for a second that he was going to do that. But then the fact that he did was like so telling and so like you said, trust, like such a sense of trust.
Yeah,
yeah. And despite all of his fighting against it, he does see David as that figure that he can look up to and count on.
Mm-hmm.
And we're kind of seeing that a little bit more.
Gosh, I feel
as it develops.
Yeah, and I feel like that line at the end of season one is just so like it informs so much of how Max feels now about him. And
don't look too far into this. This
our
sucks.
Our feelings, though.
Yeah.
Our feelings.
No feelings. None.
And, of course, what some people would say is the highlight of the episode is the devil went down to camp. We get a camp song duel between David and Daniel. How do you think they did?
It was a wonder. it was...
magic.
Piece of art. I mean, it was a masterpiece.
It was visual and verbal poetry. It was delightful. I thought David won, like, pretty clearly.
Yeah.
He was being a little bit more passive, though. You know?
You think so?
He's just like, I think I'm better. Where David was just like, the thing that stuck out to me was he said, you've only
sung his praises.
You've only sung my praise, not yours, and that's pretty telling.
Yeah.
How much confidence you have in yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it does say a lot about David's character.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, he tries to find the good in everybody.
Yep.
Made a purification sauna. You built a sauna? That is not the right word to focus on!
Very true.
I have watched the first episode way too many times. But this brings David a lot closer to being an official Disney princess. as we refer to him, because now he's got his, he has had his two songs now, and he's just a wonder. Did anybody expect it to happen, to roll out the way it did? With Daniel drinking his own poison.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, this is such a wonderful moment of comedy. You're just like, oh, he just, oh, God. Yeah.
He did that. Happened. He did that.
I mean, I hoped he would be undone by his own thing, hoisted by his own petard. But I wished that it would be a little bit more directly because of David. Which you could argue that it is. That it, this is all because he, like, goaded him into a song fight, and this boy is too vain to, like, let himself, like, not give the best possible performance.
And he got too lost in the performance to focus on not drinking poison. So yeah. David did win, and it was a result of his actions.
Exactly. But he gets the XP.
But considering that it wasn't on purpose, especially with the line afterwards, like, oh, must have been a bad punch.
Yes.
Just like, you're just the biggest idiot.
Well, yeah. That was the thing. He still didn't understand exactly what had happened.
Right.
Or what was dangerously close to happening. Yes. And so, like, all right, David.
You take the intent away, and David can remain a pure cinnamon
bun. He's still kind of a bumbling, cinnamon bun. He's a bumbling cinnamon bun.
Cinnamon bumble.
He is.
He's a bumble bun.
A bumble bun.
Bumble bun.
Okay.
Bubble bun.
Don't make that song in my head now. Thank you, Mark.
Just think of the duel instead. And then get a second.
Okay.
Let's move on to episode 2, Antisocial Network. We get Neil's episode finally. And even though he wasn't in it a lot, Space Kid has one of my favorite gags in it where Max has got his coffee, and he just sets it down, and they just have a whole conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And it, without even acknowledging it, I had the feeling of a Space Kid just going, "You know what? I'm just not going to move. I don't want his coffee to spill.
He's help.
Such a good.
I'm just going to help Max out.
Yep,
he's just such a nice little boy.
I love that like silly little moment with I forget the bully's name right now, but
Nerf.
Thank you. Where he goes, Chris, why did you leave me? And he has the, you don't know if I haven't explored before. Chris, why did you leave me in the face?
I know. He's so self-aware, like, in a wonderful way that comes out in, like, the best moments.
That's, like, my favorite new trope. I hope that they make it a trope. Like, the self-aware bully. It's like, I know I'm doing this to you. It's also doing it to me. Like, just, it's so good.
It is good.
He gets even better in episode 4, which we're not talking about today.
Not
because
yet.
That's a first members thing. But
we're not those. Well, are you?
Yes.
You are?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You'll like it.
I gotta join the club.
It's Friday. You'll get it. It'll be great.
Cool.
It'll be a nice time.
Sweet.
Just because of how overtly he was just treating everybody like garbage, even Nikki, even Max, even supposedly his two best friends at the camp, do you think he actually cares for anybody? Or they're just a means to an end?
Honestly, I think he's kind of one of the biggest jerks at that camp. Like, I mean, Max acts like a jerk constantly and is totally a jerk, but Neil, I don't really think he cares all that much.
It's pretty apparent.
Yeah.
No, he's a very uncaring kid. Like, the fact that he just wants, like, alone time is, like, totally, like, we get that, right? But, like, to the point of, like, tricking everyone to that degree, I don't know, man.
Well, and especially when after he's had the alone time, because, like, I totally get that. I need to go and be away from people for good chunks of time, and then I'm ready to go socialize, which is it's very hard. But so I get that.
Yeah.
But the fact that he goes back out there and then is like, no one's paying attention to me. Awesome!
Yeah.
That was a nice, like, flip in terms of, like,
what we were expecting.
He's going to learn the error of his ways, and then, oh, no, I actually miss talking to people. But
it was
his technology outsmarting him that made him mad, and then brought him back around. Who was your favorite chatbot? Whose chatbot was your favorite?
I mean, Nikki showed her cats. So, I mean, that's the most advanced one I'm aware of. So I'm going to go with that.
Highest tech.
Yes.
I really, really enjoyed Aerith's conversation.
Right?
Hearing that in, like, Neil's robotic voice was really great.
I mean, it's hard. Oh, it's really hard to not love David's just because it was the purest chatbot. Like, those are the old aimbots that we used to get on AOL Instant Messenger, but he was falling for the hook, line, and sinker because I don't know if he's had a computer. He's just lived outside his entire life.
He's lived in a log cabin.
I mean, we know when he gets to go relax, he goes camping, so...
Yeah.
That is all he does.
It brings up Siberia Winks in chat says, Episode 2 also shows us things have changed between Max and David. Max in Season 1 would have never spent an entire day in David's presence. Which is true.
That's very true.
And yeah, he's still teasing him, but it's in a pretty harmless way, considering. Mm. Usually it's with a much more malicious intent.
No identity theft and...
Right.
I wonder if David and Bonquisha are still dating.
That's a good question.
I wonder.
That's a great question.
I wonder if we get that checked back.
Let's check back in with
really
her.
Really nice. Yeah.
Let's get her episode. Let's get that date episode.
Wonderful.
Yes. Where the kids follow along like kids in a three kids in a trench coat sort of a thing.
Ooh.
That'd be great.
That needs to happen.
I agree.
And this was also a continuation of Nikki just being a pure cartoon with her 90 degree running up the tree.
She's great.
Oh, that was amazing.
They've just taken everybody and went, okay, let's just
crank
that
crank
up.
It.
Okay, that let's crank that up a bit.
211.
Crank that up a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, this... what were some of your other favorite parts of Antisocial Network?
Oh, man. The part where Neil chokes out, isn't it... Gosh, I keep forgetting names today. I'm sorry. We're a bit more subtext.
Preston.
Preston, yes, exactly. Okay. And he's just choking... A bit more subtext. Delightful.
God!
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then divide by zero. That made me really happy.
That was really good.
Yeah. I liked the cartoonishly oversized Ethernet port and Ethernet cable, which led to a 14-year connection.
Jamming the calculator just into the...
Yeah, that works.
That'll do it.
Totally.
Technology.
That's it. Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
And then he dragged himself to the trash to kill himself.
Oh.
That was really depressing.
That was really sad.
Neil was trying to be all nice, like, we can learn together.
He's like, nah.
Nah. I'm good.
I got
dumb.
Fuck that noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of these three, I'd say Antisocial Network was kind of the smallest in scope.
I think you're right.
It was just everybody together, even just Neil in his tent, in his camp, I suppose. Oh, we did get Nikki as a sweet box robot with leftover parts.
Yes.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah.
I also like how everything that we got in the Camp Camp trailer for Season 2 has been the first couple of episodes. So we're going to be getting into uncharted territory, and maybe we'll have another trailer. We'll probably see a lot more at RTX and get shown a lot more things at RTX. Jazz 41173 says, Nikki, play games! Max, look at boobs!
Yeah.
I mean, play games.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Malachroma, God, could you imagine if someone naive and impressionable were to... Oh my God, Nikki!
So worried, which was kind of cute.
Yeah,
there was a little genuine moment there.
Yeah.
Just to be super concerned.
They know each other just well enough to be really worried all the time.
And I'd say even more so in episode 3, Quest to Sleepy Peak.
Yep.
Where we get Gwen even more seemingly more interested in the kids' well-being instead of just being like a blasé, like, God, I need to get out of here.
Yeah.
Which is weird. Just so used to her just hating everything.
Yeah, I mean, we don't really get to see what triggers her turn, if this is a turn that she's taking.
Well, it might have been also the end of season 2, going,
probably.
Oh, all of these kids actually, they mean something to me, and they can come together for a good cause and
that's
whatever.
True.
But
right.
It feels like there's more there that we're not seeing. Maybe that's part of it. Is that like they're going to reveal some things that happened? Maybe in uncharted territory, we get a Gwen episode. I would hope.
I would love
that
a Gwen.
I would
wonderful.
Love a Gwen episode.
I would even want a part two of Cult Camp to be Gwen's
the
day
continuation.
Off.
Oh, that would
be
really
then her
cool.
meeting Jen,
yeah.
and just like even that the Jen part because it's the only part we know being just such a small like hey you need somebody to talk to or something like that.
Yeah.
But we need raw Gwen.
We need some. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We need some raw, pure Gwen.
We need to feel the...
Uncut Colombian Gwen.
I was going to go with Gravitas, but
okay,
no, that's
sure.
Let's go with drugs.
Watch Narcos on Netflix.
So this, I don't know if y'all knew this, but this episode was originally supposed to be one of the two episodes that came from the extension in season one. But now watching it, you can understand why there wasn't enough people and resources to get this done in a short amount of time. So they let it sit a little bit, and instead we got a Harrison episode. So we got one Magic Kid episode instead of another Magic Kid episode. But this one makes Harrison look like an asshole.
But I kind of think his episode didn't do too much to make him look like a good guy either.
Nah, I mean, but they made... And as evidence in Antisocial Network, Neil's an asshole too. All these kids are assholes.
I guess that's fair.
I mean, in episode two, at one point someone says, and I didn't write down who, but they go, they're just shitty people. It's like, yeah. Yeah, oh, everyone's just shitty people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Welcome to the world.
If you didn't like Neris before, even though she only had a little bit, the best.
I love Neris.
She's wonderful.
Yeah.
She's
delightful. I did notice that a lot of people online were like, Neris is a girl after this episode.
Really?
Yes.
They couldn't tell...
I'm one of those people.
Really? You didn't know Neris was a girl?
Yeah.
Even though she was voiced by Barb, the same woman who voices...
That doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't
Fair.
Mean anything.
This is a cartoon.
Nancy Cartwright. Yeah. That's
yeah.
Right. No.
But
if you notice on the character design, the eyelashes are the stereotypical...
Well, okay. I was rewatching it today, and I'm like, that she does look pretty feminine, I guess. Yeah, like, in the cartoony way. I was like,
I had suspicions at the beginning of the episode, mm-hmm. and then by the time the episode ended, I was, like, very certain there was going to be a ship between the two of them, mm-hmm. between our two magic people.
Magic kids.
Neris and Preston? Preston?
Hmm?
Preston?
No, Nerison. Harrison and Neris.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Got it. I'm the worst right now, guys.
And Siberia Rings brings up a good point. Space Kid is voiced by a woman.
Yes.
See?
Yeah.
Yes.
So Lindsay Jones.
So what I'm getting at, man.
But now people are questioning everything, whether Space Kid, not Space Boy, not Space Girl,
right.
Space Kid.
Yeah. Maybe it's our first transgender captor.
Who knows? Captor.
Captor. Card Captor Sakura.
Card Captor Space Kid.
Card Captor Space Kid.
Malachroma, and you do art. Please make Card Captor Space Kid.
Space Kid.
Please.
Yes. And then make if I could just get the whole series of cards, but as the Camp Kids.
That's a little bit too far.
No, that's what I want. Don't diminish my needs.
So, we go on a quest. Max doesn't want to go. He's just trying to make money. Trying to make all of Nerf's bullying money.
He's out for this episode. I just love it so much where he's just like, nope.
You got dice? Nope.
I ain't coming.
Boink.
Gone.
So we get a little bit of a proper quest, and we find out the proper characters for everybody. Now, I know this is easy for you.
Totally.
But just in general, in terms of D&D and fantasy, what is your alignment?
Ooh, neutral good.
Neutral good? Very neutral nice. Good. Yeah. Well...
I'm pretty settled on chaotic good.
Chaotic good?
No.
I'm actually pretty lawful good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Interesting. We're all good people.
We're all good.
On the outside.
Bum, bum, bum.
Damn it. Non-binary space... Yeah. Take two. Non-binary space kid, my gender fluid ass is down for that.
That was good. Let's use two.
Yeah. And let's go back and two. Thank you.
Perfect.
Thank you, Josh. check the gate. We're done.
Yeah.
And more Nikki being a cartoon of just the stopping in midair.
Oh, yeah. That was wonderful.
All the time.
And
she's the mask. It's great.
Yeah. She's the mask.
Yeah.
When are we going to get a Nikki episode?
I need one.
One could argue that every episode is a Nikki episode because she's one of the main three, but a proper adventure camp
episode. Mm-hmm. I want her to get, like, raised by wolves where she just, like, goes off for a day and is raised by wolves for that day.
Oh, yeah. She just disappears from everyone. Yeah. She comes back. So what did you do today? You know.
I hung out with some wolves.
I mean, we technically... We got her talking to wolves in the campery episode.
I mean, that's why we need more.
And we... It's not...
She stayed friends with the wolves.
You're tired of wolves?
I'm not tired of wolves. No.
You want to do otters? What are you thinking? Marmots?
I'm all about marmots.
No,
mammals?
We're going to go find the other
We don't
platypus.
Have to do mammals. You're right. I'm pigeonholing us.
But she's had a lot of featured parts, but it's not been about her adventuring. Like her being in the city and slowly turning into a regular girl and dying like E.T. And then her with the Flower Scouts, but that was more about the Flower Scouts than it was about her. What did anybody... So we've got... The Ronin Uprising is still a thing. Didn't just go away.
Right.
Nope, it's there.
Oh, boy.
Brewing in the background.
Oh, man. Eye patch squirrel. Oh, man.
Snakes, squirrel Plissken?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yep.
I guess we'll go with that.
Mm-hmm.
Or solid squirrel?
Snake Fury? Or Squirrel Fury?
Squirrel Fury. I'll get
squirrel Fury?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
Nick Squirrel?
Okay. Nick Squirrel?
No, Squirrel Fury.
Nick
Squirrel.
Yeah.
Nick Squirrel. Now that one.
Nailing
that is a
it.
Caper.
All right.
But we got a 20-sided ass-kicking.
Yes.
And I kind of agreed with Harrison with the, you kind of just beat up some animals.
Some animals.
It's kind of a dick, to be honest.
That's a dick move. She, like, killed some of those squirrels with those dice, like, with that throw.
She took them she,
like,
out.
A, like ninja stars. She's highly trained.
Yeah, in dice throwing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't just leave them there, though.
No.
That's some valuable gear.
She did seem to have a lot, and maybe she has, like, stock in dice at this point, where she's like, oh, if I just buy more dice, that's good for me and the economy.
And she can be ready.
She's very savvy.
In case anybody finally wants to play with her, she could be like, I've got all the dice you need.
Yeah.
Why not?
She probably could supply the whole camp with dice.
Yeah, there's like a pound of dice on Amazon for, like, $20, you guys. Which
that's
you
great.
Could totally buy.
My email is
Everybody in chat is missing a platypus, which I totally agree with.
Yep.
I want a platypus episode where somehow he turns human, or the platypus turns human.
Ooh, I like
and
that.
Becomes a camper that nobody else gets except for the three.
Question,
yeah.
Does he have to switch bodies with a camper?
That would be amazing.
Okay. Oh, I like that too.
Is it Nikki?
Can Nikki and the platypus
yes!
switch?
Yes!
That's her episode.
Thank you.
Did she switch his bodies with the platypus?
Yes!
Yeah.
And imagine how much fun she would have.
She would have such a great platypus day.
She'd be poison.
Like yeah.
She would have the best time.
She would fight
ever.
A bear. She would fight a bear.
And she would take it down.
She would take that guy down.
I am all about it.
Yeah.
And it's like Harrison with some magic mishap.
Yeah.
And it's like a Freaky Friday sort of thing.
Ooh, I love
See?
That.
The setup is there. We have all the pieces we need.
And then it becomes a Sherlockian mystery for the other campers. What happened and how.
Why is Nikki acting like, yeah.
It's a two-parter.
But then Quartermaster... Perfect. He knows the whole thing.
He comes out of the TARDIS because he's a Time Lord.
Yeah. Pulls out the Necronomicon's like, you just gotta read from this.
Quinn is very disappointed, but we move on. And
man.
There we go.
I'm going to... It's going to take everything in me not to talk to the story crew when we're at RTX because we have interviews with them
mm-hmm.
and not just pitch them an episode
just
for 15 minutes.
Just do it. Just do it.
Hey, can we get an episode where Nikki and the Platypus switch bodies?
We need it.
Yep.
That was submitted by a fan.
Dark Monica?
Dark Monica. Dark Monica
yeah.
does not sound different enough from you.
It is fair.
But it also sounds like a wonderful supervillain.
Dark Monica.
Dark Monica. She's the most evil Monica in the entire office building. She always takes parking spaces and never leaves coffee.
Why not?
Dark Monica.
She's a terrible person.
When did everybody get sort of pulled out of the episode? When did red flags start to go up for this episode, or did any happen at all?
I mean, when they were standing around a little ring of lava, I was like, okay, what? There's something like, but it did not end how I expected.
No, for me it was like, oh, that's weird. It's a cartoon.
Yeah. Yeah, I was kind of like, oh, that's odd.
Yeah.
And then when Nikki takes the tumble, I'm kind of like, wait a second.
Yeah.
Hold on.
What?
When Nikki hits the thing.
I like how it's not the Harry Potter-esque magical duel with the Kamehameha and Force Lightning.
That was fine.
Yes!
They've got real magic!
Yeah.
Go! Yeah, no, I was on board for that. It was when she actually hit the lava. I was like, wait a second. They wouldn't do that.
This was so epic. I was just like, oh, their powers are being unlocked. This is everything.
Right? Well, the magic of the volcano.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because we've learned that Harrison might have legitimate magic powers.
And there's also a real prophecy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Quartermaster has a stone with the prophecy on it.
Does.
I like how it's an attachment.
Yep.
Yes.
We got a red cup and a volcano prophecy.
He's got a Swiss Army
Beautiful.
Hook.
Yeah, really. But the Nikki falling into the lava, especially they sold it with the squirrel falling in and then everything.
Right.
Eye patch last. I wrote that down.
Yeah.
Eye patch was the last thing to burn, which doesn't make any sense.
No.
But I love it.
Drama.
Yes, it's the drama.
It's like, well, I guess there goes the squirrel storyline. Because it's dead.
Yeah. I was like, that squirrel actually sucked in the
lava.
And then disintegrated. Max ruins bloody everything. It's like, what the hell are you guys doing? And God, when I watched this with my wife, she like, and Nikki was falling in, she was just like, wait, what? And then Max went in, she went, wait, what? That was amazing.
Yeah.
And my favorite, I'd have to say one of my favorite lines in these first three episodes so far was like, oh, that was supposed to be tomorrow's pudding.
And it will continue to be tomorrow's pudding.
Yep. Yes. Gordon Ramsay don't care.
Yeah.
Dude.
I mean, Squirrel and Nikki and Max foot pudding?
Yeah.
They've probably eaten worse.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Oh, they should.
That's definitely. Nothing.
Nobody was taken aback by Neil being blinded.
No. Also, no. No. He goes, this could affect the rest of my life. And I was like, it could.
Yeah,
it could.
Maybe.
I'm suspending my disbelief.
Neil, are
my
you seeing this? Neil, are you seeing this? I'm going to hit you, Nikki.
That was great.
No, this is going to be good.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
This is...
Although I do love how it was Max that broke the suspension. Like, that was the suspension of disbelief there. That he, like, he disappears the whole episode. Because, you know, he would not have gone along with any of that crap.
Yeah.
And he wades back in at the end and just like, guys, what the hell?
Y'all suck.
I will say I had, I guess my flash moment, though, of, like, being like, oh, wait, maybe not, mm-hmm. was when she pulls out the popcorn. I was like, where'd she get that popcorn? And she just throws it over. That was the moment.
That's like, cartoon.
Wait a second. Where'd she get that popcorn, though?
Well, I thought that was totally logical.
as cartoonist as Nikki is, like, where'd she get that popcorn?
I know.
Yeah.
I just remember saying that out loud to myself. Wait.
Because I can totally imagine.
Stupid idiot.
I can imagine a moment where Nikki's going, we're going to Volcano. I'm going to bring that Jiffy Pop.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like in the little flashback, she packed popcorn. She packed, like, s'mores she could roast. She was ready.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I liked a lot the line that that Harrison has when he goes, I'll grow into my looks.
Yeah. My mom says I will grow into my looks.
That's very sad.
I forget his name, but I love that voice actor. Just because of his natural accent makes Harrison that much more compelling of a character.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And that much more adorable.
I agree.
Yep.
Even though he's a jerk to the best character, Neris.
Anyway. Neris is the great character.
They got a rivalry coming.
Narison? Yeah, yeah. I can ship Narison.
I feel like it's got to happen.
Jump on that ship. Why not?
Yeah, they're both very confident people.
Can join my fleet.
Yeah. The Kem fleet?
Yes.
You're
she's got a whole fleet.
This is all encompassing.
You're gonna love Issa. The lead animator on the show, like, makes fan art for her own show.
Oh, yeah. I know her on Twitter. Yeah,
she made flash forward of Camp High School where she ships Nikki and Max.
Great.
But only at high school because they're kids and that's weird.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
And they have to figure
fair.
That stuff out for themselves.
Exactly.
Guys.
Don't force it. Right. All of the characters.
All of
the
cameras. Hey. Don't. Cameras from wherever you are.
Get them all.
Yeah, get them all. Get them all.
There you go.
Yeah.
That was dedication.
That would be even better if Josh didn't switch cameras and it was just me turning back to the camera.
Yeah, it's just you switching around like a maniac.
I kind of hope that was the case, to be quite honest.
We'll find out later.
Hassan Youssef says, I thought they were going to kiss at the end of the episode.
I thought they might, but they're kids and they don't have to.
Nope. Maybe a nice hug.
Yeah. Maybe like a cool like handshake, but then one of them like slicks their hair back real
See,
quick.
That seems more realistic to me. That's more where they're at. At this
but you
point
can
in
tell
life,
they love each other through it. You know, where it's
there's
like,
that undercurrent,
and then it's like mm-hmm. whoever get is the victim of that like is in a huff, and the other person like pushes them, and they both smile. And
yeah,
then
exactly.
Gets back to the scene. So.
Yep. You should write for the show, Mark.
You know what?
I should. Yeah.
Nope. Yotam Perel, thank you, is the voice of Harrison. But do you think we're going to see any fulfillment of the
well, end times? Oh, I love that. I wrote that down, too.
I know. I don't know. I feel like with this show, it very well could just be a one-off. But we saw the Skrull Army show back up, so maybe.
And we don't know how they got rid of Jen.
Right.
That's true.
I mean, it's a basic cartoon thing of next episode, everything's
reset.
Back to one.
Yeah, we have a full reset.
So I feel like maybe not, though I would really enjoy like a post-apocalyptic mm-hmm. episode of Camp Campus also, where Max is just riding around on a motorcycle.
I think.
Shooting zombie devils.
Another great Camp animator that does fan art is Jordan Battle. He has been making the campers as Overwatch characters.
Love it.
And
who's who?
Into it.
Should we guess?
Yeah, guess. Why not?
Who's Max? Max is Soldier 76.
No.
No?
Oh, come on. Max is an edgelord.
Oh,
yeah,
oh,
Max
I guess
is
you're
for
right.
Sure,
yeah.
Robo.
Oh,
that is
Reaper.
Absolutely true.
Okay.
Nikki is D.Va.
Okay.
Neil is...
I would have put her as Winston.
Neil is Winston because
okay.
of, because of science.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
All right. That works better.
And
right.
the only other one that I remember is Nerf is Roadhog.
Yep.
That's great. The only
okay.
one I remember.
Yeah.
Everybody else post them in because why not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us all the things.
So,
I need to know.
Before we get to our camp activities, looking forward to the rest of season two. What we've already talked
Very
a little
so.
Bit about it, but what sort of stuff do you want to see?
I think I want to see more like more magic, more like magical creatures. Maybe throw me a like a werewolf, a unicorn. something? Dragon?
A centaur.
Yeah. Centaur, yeah. Cool. A fawn, why not? A satyr.
Nice. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that could all be great. I'm enjoying some of these little ships. I love the emotionally resonant episode like that we got at the end, and I'm looking forward to having another similarly, hopefully, poignant moment with someone at some point.
Well, it's not episode 4. Yeah. Anyway.
that's probably
fair.
Though, if we do have a Gwen episode where we kind of examine raw Gwen, I hope we get some real stuff when we examine some people.
I like these little kind of mini team ups where characters that are kind of opposed have to kind of work together. So
yeah.
I'd like to see a little bit more of that going forward. And I do kind of want to see a payoff to the end times thing. I wouldn't mind that.
Speaking of a payoff, Siberia Winx is nailing it in chat. They predict that Daniel is going to return in the last episode because, as David puts it in the song, let's end this in the finale.
Hmm.
So that it's going to show back up in the finale and cause some, maybe end times, maybe we see Z-Moog, maybe the aliens show up.
Oh, man. Maybe all of it.
I'm about it. Yes.
Into it.
Everybody wants more songs. Standing by Life, Something Crazy. Charlotte and Jocelyn say, I really want the kids' parents to show up and be like, what is this camp? Which I totally agree.
Have a Parents' Day episode.
Mm-hmm. Although at this point in where they are as campers, would they all work really hard to make it seem like the place they don't want their parents to take them away from?
Yeah,
or
probably.
Would they be kicking and screaming to get them pulled?
I would like to think that the parents are just as shitty as their kids.
Okay.
Even though not all of the kids are shitty, there are some pure of heart people, but maybe they're just either bad parents or, like with Space Kid, he still gets to be 100% Space Kid. With Neris, she gets to be 100% Neris. So there's some people where maybe that might be a finale episode where it's the possibility of the camp shutting down or one of the parents comes, makes a health code complaint or whatever, and that ends up being everybody going, you know what, Camp Campbell is the place for you and me.
Yeah.
It'd be a nice emotional wrap up for us.
It'd be beautiful.
So. Gotta get back to those emotions.
I do want to see Campbell again.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we're gonna be getting more of Cam. He's just the best.
Oh, isn't he? He's
awful
and gross.
Interesting adjective there.
Well, didn't he become the Prime Minister of Thailand or something?
Is that why he was off to Thailand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was in a poker game.
Yeah.
Papa got a poker game to get
to.
That's
right.
That's what it was. I've watched these episodes way too many times.
Or never enough.
Never enough.
Yeah.
I mean, if you need a lore historian of Camp Camp that isn't an employee, what up?
Boom. Beautiful.
That's good coffee. All right. Now, let's get to the moment y'all have been waiting for. Let's talk about some camp activities. Ta-da! So, for those of you who aren't familiar, last season, in between episodes, because we do have weeks to a month in between, in 3 weeks this season, in between our episodes of the Camp Camp After Show, we try to make it like a real summer camp and give you some camp activities to do from the comfort of your own home. So, for this one, we actually have three options for camp activities. And for the first one, this would be a little bit of story time, maybe not theater camp, whatever. This is for mental health camp. Why not? Have you ever met your doppelganger? Is there somebody that you went, it's way too eerie, they're just like me, I don't like... Maybe not necessarily like an evil doppelganger or a cultist, but have you met your doppelganger? Write us a story, leave us a video on Twitter, and we'll play it on the show next time. And then for computer camp, probably not what you're expecting, we want you to turn yourself into a box robot like Nikki.
Aw, yeah.
Yep.
I like this.
Dude, so much fun being box robots.
I'm doing that.
You should.
Yeah, I probably will.
I'd love it.
Okay, and I'm just okay. Fine, I will.
Thanks.
No, because they're the one that I know you're gonna do.
Okay,
because technically you've already done
it. There is a third.
For Magic Camp, do you play a tabletop RPG? Do you have a character? Share your character in any way you feel appropriate. Draw it, LARP it. If you have the costume for your character, we want to see it. We want to see your character, even if it's just sending your character sheet. We just want to know what your character is for your particular game. Andrew, I know you do.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I have a character too, but they're very fresh. They're very new.
Oh, that's okay.
It's a new, no young little.
Nothing
boy.
Wrong with that.
No.
I got a baby character too.
Yeah.
Nice.
A
baby.
So everybody,
I love the babies.
I love the baby.
I love the baby.
So make sure if you want to take part in those camp activities, we would love to see it. Just make sure that you send it to us as soon as you can, so that we can include it in our next show. And on our next show, all of our camp counselors are going to share one or more of these. We need to make sure that there's enough time that we can cover the episodes, and we're trying to get guests as well. But unless y'all have anything else that you would like to talk about Camp Campbell, just because with the nature of this show and the nature of our hosts, and we don't know, we're going to stay on Wednesdays, but we're trying to change the time to be a little bit earlier and just have the camp after show is a lot of fun. If you haven't watched season one, go watch season one. But anything else that y'all would like to add?
More camp all the time.
Yeah.
Just general films.
Just download it and watch it.
Yeah, it's a dope show. It's a hilarious show. That last song at the end of three is my new jam,
dude.
The Bard's Tales, so dope.
Yeah, Richie Branson has been doing a lot of stuff for them. Sad news, but immediate happy news. Last year, he was diagnosed with cancer, and the first line from the first song at the end of episode one was, "I beat cancer, now I'm back to so and so." So he's healed. He's better.
That's awesome.
He did it. He nailed it.
Good job.
Which is good. I would like to see him incorporated with an episode.
Yeah.
Would be a hip hop camp kid.
Yeah.
Hip hop
kid. Yeah,
that'd be
branching
awesome.
Out.
Yeah.
Like R&B kid.
All right, old school, like Run DMC with the tracksuits and the cardboard and whatever.
Love it.
Yeah. Before we go, just checking out if anybody else has any more. Nope. So the amount of people that we had across the country has been magical. I love all you campers. Thank you so much for joining us on this first episode back of Camp Camp. Before we go, one last update. We are going to be at RTX this weekend. Sorry, Andrew, but we are going to be at RTX this weekend. We have a panel on Friday at 2:30, and we have three guests. We've got Jen Brown, who is the voice of Arid. She is the voice of Arid on Camp Camp, as well as Carolina from Red vs. Blue, as well as
Pira
from Ruby. And we have Shannon McCormick, who is the quartermaster, who is Wash, and Professor Ozpin. And announcing our third guest, Samantha Ireland, big friend of the show. Absolutely adore her. She is the Flower Scouts, Nora, and CT, but she isn't. There's reasons why she's not on Red vs. Blue anymore, but that was like six seasons ago, so whatever. Yeah, her character died. Anyway, we're going to have.
Spoilers!
It's years ago! God!
Next
but,
time you tell me who Luke's father is,
I will tell you.
So it's going to be Sam, Jen, and Shannon. We absolutely adore them. They're taking time out of their busy schedules to join us on the panel. So please make sure, if you're at RTX, it's asking a lot to miss the Ruby panel. But if you're a first member, there's going to be a second one on Sunday. That's the one we're going to. So you can hang out with us all weekend. But make sure to join us at the panel. If you're not going to be at RTX, we're going to find out all of the streaming information, and we're going to tweet it out from ABTV Rooster Team. We're going to be around. We're going to be doing interviews. We're going to reveal who we're going to be having interviews soon. Screw it, why not? We've got Jordan Swears and Issa Bediola from Camp Camp. We've got Miles Luna and... I'm forgetting. Why am I... and Cole Gallion from a very lot of different shows.
Very lot.
There's so many people that do so many things at Rooster Teeth. and then...
Mark is dying.
I'm about to lose my voice, so instead, damn it, just follow us on Twitter, and we'll let you know who we're interviewing, and then you can tweet us your questions. We'll ask them to them on the date. Thank you so much. But before we go, everybody, where can the folks find you? And what other shows do you do at the show at the network? I'm sorry.
I'm Andrew Mena. You can find me on Twitter at Andrew Mena, on Instagram at TheAndrewMena. And if you want to find me on other shows here at AfterBuzz, you can also find me on Dark Matter, that's Sunday's show. Also on Wrecked, which is also a Sunday show. And if Bob's Burgers ever decides to come back, I'll still be on that show.
Didn't it get confirmed back for another season?
It's coming back, but they have a really silly schedule with airing. And it's mostly that.
It's pretty silly.
Yeah.
Stacey.
Guys, I'm Stacey Shuttleworth. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Stacey Shuttlesore, all over the web at Nerds Doing Stuff. I'll be at RTX this weekend and Comic-Con in 2 weeks. Hey, so lots of cons going on.
Way too many cons.
Not enough cons.
Well, especially it's the heat doesn't help.
Yes,
yeah. You can find me on Twitter at... hold on.
Have a lozenge.
Thank you.
Make a little
we're getting him back. Here he comes.
You can find me on Twitter at Mark Budonica. We're going to be tweeting out all of our schedules throughout the course of RTX. It's one of our favorite parts of the year to go out and say hi to the crew and say hi to the fans and just be in that world for a little bit. I'm going to have so much Torchy Tacos, and you can keep an eye on that using the hashtag. On the ABTV Rooster Team is the Twitter account you should be following. We're going to be back in 3 weeks. For Camp, and then the week after that will be Red versus Blue. We also just started the Little Witch Academia after show. Stacey and I did.
Ooh.
Did you not know that?
No, I didn't.
It's a thing. It is happening.
I just watched the first episode the other day.
It's so delightful, isn't it?
It's super delightful. Cute.
If you want to hear us talk all about it, head on over to that, unless you're tired. But
in which case, pause it, and then nap, and then come back to it.
Exactly. Find us on iTunes. Make sure to leave us a comment. It lets the producers here know that you want to see more Rooster Teeth content, and we love doing it. We love getting guests on here for you. And that lets the guests know that this is a place for them to come in, and we're trying to get them this season. So make sure to stay tuned to the AfterBuzz TV CamCam After Show. Thank you so much for watching the CamCam After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV, and we'll see you at RTX Campadium.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.